show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Kingdoms fall, wrongs in for men.
showed me your face. Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
A blessed good morning to the world. Good morning. May the grace of God be with you. May the grace of God continue to bless you. But more importantly, may the hand of God continue to lift you. Today we had another call to prayer. We haven't done this in a while, and I've called some of my prayer warriors that I know I can count on. Praise God. And I know there are others online who are listening in. Good morning to my mother. Praise God. I want to give a shout out to my Aunt Barbara Hunt, Deaconess Barbara Hunt from Bethel Evangelical Church, who forwarded me this prayer that is taking place today, March 22nd, 2020. And I'm dating this because we have to remember this date. This prayer is going to be recorded. It's going to be continued. And it may well live on longer than most of us. But what's most importantly is to know that today we have taken on the enemy in many forms and in many ways and in many, many times. Today we are taking on a different battle. Still the full armor of God and still praying with the angels and all those that are up there fighting against the principalities. But today we declare war on what they are calling COVID-19, also originally named the coronavirus. It has killed many hundreds of thousands, and it has hit many hundreds of thousands and killed many thousands, and hundreds and thousands are ailing. And the worst part about it is it has not stopped. It is still going, it is still growing, it is still spreading. And the only thing that I recall in my call to ministry that should be this powerful and growing and spreading should be the gospel. So we declare the gospel of the Lord God Almighty power greater than COVID-19 this day.
Yes.
I want to welcome also online, of course, our very dear friend, Pastor Gregory Morris. I'm just so grateful. You know, he's normally in church, and they're so committed to church that I didn't even know if they were going to be available. The world needs to know that when I posted this, when I received the prayer request for the world, God said, "What are you waiting for? Pray." And I thought, well, of course I'm going to pray. I always pray. He said, "No. You have the power to combine people to pray. Do it now." And
amen.
I'm telling you,
amen.
I have never put together posters, flyers, and got on Facebook and social media and just went for it. And the Lord always said, "Be you always ready." Well, I know that whoever is here is meant to be here. And whoever is praying from outside is meant to pray from outside. Nothing happens that the Lord does not allow. So
yes.
I commend each and every one of you here and outside, those who are listening, those who will listen, and those who are going to pray, because this is our greatest battle. So, Pastor Gregory, I thank you for being ever present, and my love and blessings to Pastor Donna, because I know she's praying too. She's a prayer warrior, and I know she is with us in spirit, mind, and soul. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
I want to give a shout out to another dear friend of mine, and you know, it's funny because I like that we have North America online, and we have international representatives here online. Because we have Brother Minister Paul Dean from Detroit, Michigan. Brother Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm just
call.
so honored that you were right there. He was supposed to be a part of our program on Wednesday and missed the date. So, you see, God had a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what? Amen. That could preach right there, ministers. Don't be surprised and don't be down if you miss something you want to do, because God has something else for you. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Yeah.
Right there, y'all. Go and preach that next Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm about to jump up, and this is going to be a somber day, but you know what? It's not, because God is in the midst. And he is the joy,
Amen.
He is our strength, and so we continue to go. Praise God. I'm still waiting for another minister friend of mine, and I'm just touching base and checking in. She's going to be a part of this. She probably still will join us, praise God, and I'll just have to add her in between everything. Praise God. But at
Amen.
This point, we've got to address now. Minister Paul, you did not get an opportunity to address this virus on the show on Wednesday. Do you want to say, you know, how it's affecting you and your life in Detroit, Michigan, and the areas around there? And then we'll go into our prayer mode. Amen? Go ahead, brother.
Well, once again, thank you, Pastor, for allowing me the opportunity, the honor to being a part of such a great fellowship, I believe. This kind of times, it calls for the real ecclesia, amen, to come together, the real remnant, the real people that are called out to come together. I believe I know that is the true meaning of ecclesia. It's not the church house, but it's the gathering of those that have been called out. And so what's going on now in Detroit, it's pretty much what's going on everywhere except for a lot more people are believing than not believing. I'm seeing there are like a lot of major churches that are closing. There are a lot of people that are scared, but there's a lot more people that are believing and trusting in God. There are people that are still standing still and standing on his word. It's crazy because like these times when you read your Bible, you study your Bible, you'll see that these times are when it's best for us.
Because we're able
to clear the mess. We're able to get through the fog and Eminem was saying this song with the real Slim Shady, please stand up. This is the time where the real church stands up, the real people of God stands up. And I mean, it's affected me in certain ways, certain people that I would hang out with. I don't hang out with them because they're quarantined into their homes with their families, masked up with a bunch of toilet paper. And you know, it's
well, I don't know about the toilet paper because it seems nobody can seem to find it anymore.
Right. But I mean, you know, and it's scaring a lot of people. But what I've been reminding people is that God gave me this. If my people that are called by my name. Humble themselves and pray, seek my faith, turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will heal the lands. And another translation, it says that he will heal our lands from diseases, from sickness, from illness. And so that's what I'm reminding the people that, listen, although this is going on, we are not of the we're in the world, but not of the world. This is something that God is doing to get our attention. So that's my two cents on it, and I just believe that all believers should stop living in fear. And just stand on the word. I mean, don't be stupid, but be still live in faith, because faith is not stupidity, but faith does look stupid to those that don't believe. So, and I'll leave it at that.
That's good. I love that.
Amen. Praise God. I'm just adding Minister Wanda to the prayer line. Praise God. I got to give another shout out to my sister friend. Technically, she's a cross-border buddy because she's a Windsorite Detroit person. I've known her for years. And look, you can't get another sister like this sister. She is there. She isn't one who just stands in the gap. This girl will dig the trenches and pull you in and lay on top of you just to protect you. Praise God. Minister Wanda, my dear friend, welcome. We've already started, but you know what? There's always room at the cross. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We have my mother on in here in the room with us. Praise God. We have my dear friend Pastor Gregory from Chicago, one of our co-hosts for many of our shows, and we have a dear friend Minister Paul Dean over in the Michigan area, and Brother Paul just shared Minister Wanda about what this coronavirus thing has doing to him and how it's affected him, his thoughts and opinions on it. Do you want to share what you are feeling about this? And then we're going to eventually get to a prayer mode, okay? But we just want to share right now, if you can just share what you feel and how it's affecting you and people around you and everything else.
Amen. God bless everyone that's on here today. Truly, I can say this coronavirus has got the church's attention. It's got us in a place where we have to cry out to God because we have no other options now but to put our trust into God. And now it's teaching us to apply the word of God that we've learned and see God move. I believe there's a turnaround that's going to take place with this coronavirus. I think this thing is temporary. But it was God allowed it. He didn't bring it, but he allowed it for a purpose in it. And I believe that we're going to see some miraculous things take place out of this coronavirus because so many people are getting healed from it and so many people are getting, you know, from it. So, you know, we got to put our hope in God, not in what media is saying. It's good to be informed. God wants us to be informed, but don't let it consume you. The word of God has got to consume our hearts. Consume our minds, and yes, it's affected me, but it hasn't stopped me from living the abundant life that Christ died for me to have.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So much sharing each of you, and so I think at this point we are going to go ahead and we're going to go forth. I want to do this in good, godly, and decent order, but once you've said your prayer, if at some point you feel the need after to do something, then definitely do it because we know the Spirit moves. This may have my name around it, but this is God's show. It's never been mine. So please. I will begin.
Yes.
I would ask Mr. Gregory if you would follow Minister Paul, if you could follow Pastor Gregory, Minister Wanda, if you could follow Minister Dean, and then we will take it from there and see where the Spirit leads us. Amen.
Amen.
Father
God,
of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. You said to humble ourselves, Father God, but at the same point, we need to turn from our wicked ways. So, Father God, with us on the line, if any of us have sinned or grieved you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cleanse and wash us right now. So that you can use us as a weapon, Father God, because we cannot come humbly to your throne of grace and mercy and pray, Father God, if we are full of sin and we are full of hate and we are full of anger and jealousy. And, Father God, anything that's not of you right now, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We condemn it. Go or stay and be saved because we declare the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and
God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare you King, King of all. We may know this to be a crown virus, but Father God, nobody wears the crown like you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare you Lord and Master over all things. Whether it crawls, whether it walks, whether it's full of disease, Father God, and pestilence, Father God, you who have declared control over the plague, Father God, not only do we come humbly, but Father God, we come with worship and we come with mercy, Father God, that you would remember the plagues of Egypt, Father God, and everything brought down, including fire and bombs and all those things, Father God. You said you would destroy our enemies when we take up stand for you. So, Father God, this is our enemy today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare it be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for a special hedge of protection around each and every one of your children, Father God. We may not have the lamb's blood on our door, but we have the lamb in our heart. And Father God, you said that you would protect each and every one of us. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your children shall go untouched this day. And Father God, they shall not consumed because you have life and you give life and you are our breath, Father God, and it cannot stop our breath until you say so. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare war on this, Father God. We don't even stand at the helm of the battlefield because even the battle is not ours. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the battle is yours. We call you out to battle this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the leader. You are the great sergeant. You are the commander of this battlefield, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
We declare victory this day. We declare it gone. We also stand in the gap, Father God, for those who are in the helm of being able to be traumatized physically and their breath totally taken away, and we stand in the gap now, Father God. We declare that those who may be vulnerable, we don't call them vulnerable because they are yours, and we therefore now call them invincible in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And Father God, Father God, you know the tears that I shed yesterday morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said if we would but cry out, Father God, I cried tears to you. You said you know the meaning of every teardrop. I didn't cry for me, Father God. I cried for yours. Lord, we don't just humble ourselves, but Father, you said we are adopted by faith. We are your children. Your very own. You sacrificed Jesus and you brought him home.
Thank you, Jesus.
You said you would send him to be with us and to comfort us and to strengthen us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You said that we would have the power to do even greater things.
Yes, God.
So, Father God, as your children, we stand before you and say, Abba, Father, you, the great I am. You who we bow down and lay low. You who stand high and look down.
Thank you, Jesus.
You who we have lifted up high where you belong.
Thank you, Jesus.
We come.
Yes, God.
We hold your hand. You said you would never let go. But, Father, as a child.
Yes, Jesus.
I say, Daddy.
Yes, God.
We need you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
We ask it now in our brothers.
Yes, God. Thank you.
We look to you, Father God, because there's no place else to look.
Hallelujah.
You told us never look to the left or to the right.
Hallelujah.
We don't even look straight ahead because what we see we do not like. So now we look up where you said our help was coming.
Jesus.
So I leave it here with you, my Lord, my Master. My salvation, my eternity and everlasting love, my Father, my Abba, and
thank you, Jesus.
My Creator.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God, we just we thank you, God, in the spirit. First, we just want to worship you, God. We realize, God, that no matter what's going on, no matter the circumstances or the situation, God, that this will always be the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. So we thank you, God, that nothing, nothing, no situation, God, no circumstance, not one detail, God, has caught you off guard. And we thank you, God, that you're still on the throne. Let us not lose sight of that. We come against fear, God. We come against, Lord, just the paralyzing fear, emotionally, God, physically, God, that not only the virus that's impacting bodies, God, but those that are not even sick, God, that fear has just begun to take hold of them, God, and their body, God, is experiencing issues and things within themselves, God. So we come again, we speak life. We speak life, God, over, Lord, those, God, and Lord, that you would use this, God, not only as a wake-up call, God, but those that don't know you, Jesus, those that don't know you, God, they would examine themselves and realize that if eternity, if you called them into eternity today, where would I be? In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. I thank you, God, for every for the powerful men and women that are on this call. God, you said where there's two or three gathered together, you would be here in our midst, God. So, God, you just don't show up randomly, God, and haphazardly without doing something, God. You come, God, with power. You come with majesty, God. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for every listener, God, everyone that hears us, everyone that plays it back, God. Lord, as has been said, this is not about us, God. This is about making your name famous in the earth, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you, God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you are a God, that you are a powerful God, that you're a mighty God, God. And so we thank you, God, for the healing, God, for those that have been impacted, God. God, we thank you, God, for healing and mending and deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we even want to pray for those, God, that that are on the front lines, God, those that are in the medical field, God, and the nurses and doctors, those, God, that perhaps even, God, the first responders, or whatever their whatever it is, Lord, whatever it is, God, that you would cover them, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you would use this time, God, as a time for personal revival, for personal revival, God, that each one of us, God, would examine ourselves, God, that we truly would let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, would be acceptable in your sight, that we would no longer go through the motions, that we would no longer go, Lord, just step through, God, and let, Lord, and examine, God, that you would, you're desiring and wanting to strip us down, God, to the things that really matter, the things that really, really matter, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our focus, God, would be wholly and fully on you, God. God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you that in this time, God, that you are pulling us back. Lord, we have no other alternative but to slow down, but to pause, but to hit the brakes, God. To wait on you, God, to depend on you, God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, loose, God, in the name of Jesus, that people would see you more than ever before, not just in the world, God, but indeed, God, that they would see the people of God ministering and walking out. Walking out, God, in the name of Jesus. Walking out the word, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Out integrity. Walking out character. Walking out liberty.
Yes,
walking out freedom, God. Walking out the lives, God, free from fear, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we can be informed. Yes, we can be, Lord, but we do not have to be consumed, God, with the fear of this world, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we love you, God. We just want to give you praise. We worship you, God.
Yes, God.
We look, Lord, we set the atmosphere, God. Every individual, God, that hears this time of prayer, whether it's played back or not, God, that your presence, God, would be loosed in their homes, in their cars, in their church, wherever they're listening to this, God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you once again. We come to you, God, and we say, first of all, God, we say, God, forgive us. Forgive us, God, for our sins, our iniquities, God. Forgive us of our trespassings, God. Forgive us,
God.
Forgive us, God, for not stepping out when we were supposed to. Forgive us, God, for not speaking up when we were supposed to. Lord, we're sorry.
Yes, God.
Lord, we lay our crowns at your feet. We lift our gifts at your altar. And, God, we repent from everything that we've done wrong to you and to your people, even to ourselves, God. Forgive us.
Yes, God.
Forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, for not crying out when you told us to, God.
Yes,
forgive
Jesus.
Us. Forgive us, God, for not speaking out when we were supposed to. Forgive us for not going into the highways and the byways like we're supposed to, God. Forgive us.
Jesus.
But, Lord, we recognize
you,
that you are touching our land, God. We're recognizing that, God, you are using your authority now. We're recognizing, God, that you alone, God, can give us out of the hell that we put ourselves in, God. Lord, David said it best, that even when I made my bed in hell, you were right there with me.
Yeah.
So, Father God, thank you for being here. Thank you, God, because we know that this is not all the devil's doing, but a lot of this is our doing, God. A lot of this is because we stop railing on the walls, God. A lot of this is because we stop ministering into the widows, God. A lot of this is because we stop going into the prison houses, God, into the jail houses, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, for being prejudiced against people, God, the way they look, God, the way they talk, God, the way they walk, God, when they don't have on three-piece suits, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, Father, for not doing what we're supposed to do into the homeless, God. Forgive us, God, for not taking care of the poor, God. Forgive us, God. Lord, you said that whenever we do it to the least of these, we do unto you.
Yeah.
So, Father God, forgive us, God, for not doing the mandate that you called us to be, God.
Mm.
Forgive us, God, for not showing your power here on the earth, God. You said whatever we bound on the heaven and bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Forgive us for not binding and loosing.
Yes,
forgive us, God, for not taking over territory that you called us to take over. Forgive us, God, for being lesser than what we call.
Thank you,
forgive us for hiding our fire under a bushel.
Yeah.
Forgive us, God, for not being the cedar that sits upon a hill that cannot be hidden.
Yes,
Father, forgive us for not being the ecclesia that you have called us to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forgive us, God. This is our fault. And we can't blame
Thank
on nobody
Jesus.
But ourselves. So, God, we repent, God, from our wicked ways right now. God, we cry out to your name, God. Abba, Father, we know you're still Jehovah Jireh. We know you're still Jehovah Rapha.
Yeah,
we know you're Jehovah Shalom, God.
Yeah.
You are our Prince of Peace. You are our healer. You are the Jehovah Gabor,
yes,
God that makes war for us. But, God, you are still a God that is a jealous God. You said that you would have no God before you.
Yes,
so, God, forgive us for putting our jobs before you. Forgive us for putting our children before you. Forgive us for putting our spouses, our parents, God, even the ministry before you, God. Forgive us, God, that we've been so careless with the gifter, that we've been paying so much attention to the gift that we forgot the gifter. God, forgive us today. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, for all unrighteousness. God, our evil thoughts, God, our divisions, God, our denominations. Forgive us, God, because you called us all to be one people. You called us to be your people, your chosen people, your royal priesthood, your holy nation,
God.
You called us to be your children, your seed, your reflection. So forgive us for not being your reflection. Forgive us, God, for backing out of the fire when it got too hot. Forgive us, God, for always backing up when the devil comes in. But you said that even when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you raise up the standard.
Yes,
and we shall
God.
Be that
yes,
standard
God.
Today.
Yes,
we
God.
Shall
yes,
be
God.
Overcomers, more than a conqueror through him that loves us.
Mm.
You call us the head and never the tail. You call us above and never beneath. You call us the lender and never the borrower. God, today on March 22nd, 2020, we say enough is enough. We shall be the voice crying out in the wilderness, saying, prepare the way, for the kingdom of God is at hand. For the Lord's judgment is coming. Repent and be delivered from all your iniquity.
Yes.
God, we thank you on today. We shall be those people that you called in these last evil days. We shall be the generation that wants nothing but you. We shall be the generation that our yeas be yeas and our nays be nays. We shall be the generation that seeks your face and turn from our wicked ways. We shall be that generation, no matter the age, from 0 to 1,000. We shall be that generation, God. We shall be the generation that is called. We shall be the generation that answers the call. We shall be the generation that don't back down from the enemy. We shall be the generation that puts on the whole armor of God, of Christ. Put on the whole army of God, the breastplate, the helmet. We carry our sword and our shield. We put on our saddles of peace. We put on our belt, God. We put on everything. We shall march forward and never retreat. We shall march forward and never retreat. We will march for every inch, and we will protect with every square mile. God, we thank you on
Jesus.
Today. We lose love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. We bind up every evil spirit that is not like you, and we send it back to the abyss. Go to dry places and be no more. Go to dry places. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. We bind up every witch and every warlock. We silence Jezebel right now in the name of Jesus. We pull her off of her throne in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you on today. God, we give you glory. God, I'll be lifted up above the earth. We lift up the name Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus, we lift you up, God. You'll still be called Emmanuel, God is with us. We lift up the name of Jesus Christ that is above every name. Coronavirus, there's a name, but there is a name that is above corona. There's a name that is above
COVID-19.
There's a name that is above the corona. There's a name that is above every sickness and disease. And when that name is called, the devil has to flee. When the name is called, the enemy comes in one way, but he'll flee seven ways. When the name is called, the 10,000 will fall at that side and 10,000 by that right hand. When the name is called, the enemy must loose up his
hope.
We call down every principality. We call our minds to come into subject in the name of Jesus. We cancel every evil thought right now. Every plan that you cancel it. By the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood is against you, Satan. In the last time I checked, the blood has never lost its power.
And it's never
lost its weight in the world. God's name has weight, and you must abide. And we carry his seal. We
thank
carry
you, Jesus.
His seal. We pray for those that are in prison, that even those that the Bible says that he's buried to the backslider, that there is Jesus that have his name on his forehead. God, we thank you for them, God.
We thank you, God,
that they'll come out refined, God. Oh, God, that they'll get through this, God. We pray for the widows, God. We pray for the widows. We pray for the poor. We pray for the homeless right now. You said to pray for Israel, so we're praying for Israel. God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you, God, for your angels of protection. We thank you,
thank
God,
you,
for your angels of protection. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we bless your name on today. We lift up your name on today, God. We lift up your name on today, God. And we say, God, have your way. Have your way in this place.
Have
your way in our hearts, God. Have your way in our minds, God. Have your way in our spirit, God. Lift up the bowed down heads.
God,
lift up the heavy burdens of your people. For God, we thank
you.
We thank you for the women that are welding on the wall. We thank you for the men taking their place. We thank you for the priests taking their place, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we will not conform to this world, but we'll be renewed by the renewing of our minds. In
thank
the name of
Jesus.
It's all about God. We're giving them a new perspective. We tried everything else, but we're trying you, God.
Take and see that the Lord is good.
Oh, God, we thank you. And we shall be delivered from this. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And we will look and we will say, all goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life, because we lift up our hands to the hill. Joseph, overcometh our helpers, knowing, and we know it's not something that we guess, but we know that our help cometh from the Lord, the Creator who created heaven and earth. God, we bless you.
Yes.
We bless you for today.
Yes,
Hear our heart cry on today. In the name of Jesus, it's not by happenstance, but we're all on this line together. God, I'm honored to be on this line
Thank
with
you,
your generals, God. I'm honored to be on this line with your warriors, God, on today. God, I'm the least of these, but God, I thank you that you counted me in this number.
Jesus.
I thank you, God, that you counted me among your people. God, we bless your name, God. Be with us.
Thank
you, Father.
Yes, God.
Be with us. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you today, God. We give you praise and we give you honor, God.
Wow.
We thank you, oh God, for your presence that's on this line today, oh God. We thank you, God. We come asking you for mercy, God, for us, oh God. Cleanse our hearts and our minds,
thank
oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that you've refocused
Jesus.
Us, God, on who you are, God, in our life today. Father, we thank you, oh God, that your word still works, God. We thank you that the blood still prevails, God. And we decree the blood, God, is working, God, in people's lives on today.
We
bind the enemy, we bind the tricks, and we bind this assignment of coronavirus. We bind its assignment, its agenda, and we render it powerless by the blood of Jesus. And we command its work to cease and to stop in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness in the government, God, the government's agenda in this, God. We pray for them that you give them wisdom and knowledge, oh God. That you would give them insight, oh God. Reveal, God, reveal the plot of the enemy in this, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, God. We thank you this thing will not prosper, oh God. God, we curse it to the roots, God. When you curse that fig tree, it didn't die right away. But, God, we curse this coronavirus, and we command it to cease and to stop in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we loose the fear that has gripped the hearts and the minds of the people of God.
Strength.
We bind the spirit of fear, God. We bind the spirit of unparalleled fear that has gripped the land that's unprecedented. We take authority over this spirit of fear and torment that is causing people to act irrational,
Lord.
God. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over the land, God. Peace over the people's minds, God. Peace over our hearts and our minds, oh God. That our hope is in you, God. We are not a people without hope, God. We have hope in you. Our hope is in you, God. We keep our eyes upon you on today, God.
Yes,
bless all those that are on this line today, God. Just bless them in a special way. Empower them. Give them wisdom and knowledge in their regions where they live, God. That they would be a light in this midst of this darkness, God. You're going to cause our light to shine even brighter, God. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth, God. If the salt loses its savor, wherewith will the people be saved, God? We are your salt, God. Let us be a light in this darkness, God. Let us be a light. Let our light shine, so shine before men, oh God. This is an opportunity for souls, oh God. God, I see harvest of souls, oh God. I see people coming to you, oh God, in massive amounts, God. I believe you're using this, God, for souls to be saved, oh God. We thank you that our families are covered in the blood, God. Our families, God, are covered. Our church families are covered in the blood. It will not come nigh our dwelling, God. We stand on Psalms 91 that it will not come nigh our dwelling, God. We thank and we praise you, God, that we're using wisdom, but we know prayer is powerful, God. We know that your word stands, God. Everything else will fail, but your word will not fail us, God. And we thank you that you're causing us to apply this word to our lives, oh God. I thank you that you're causing us to live what we've been taught, oh God, in this day and time, God. So you said this is the beginning of sorrows, God. You said this is the beginning of sorrows, God. This is just the beginning of what's going to come, God. But our faith and our hope is anchored in you on today, oh God. And we thank you that we don't have to wrestle with the enemy. We take authority over him. We use our authority, God. He is bound, God. The coronavirus is bound. It's been annihilated by the blood of Jesus. It cannot come past the bloodline in our lives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that the peace of God is ruling your people's hearts and minds, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you have set a precedent, oh God. against the enemy, God. The enemy doesn't win, God, in this situation, God. Our hope is in you. Our eyes are upon you, God. We may not know what to do, but your Holy Spirit will give us wisdom and knowledge, God, what to do and what to say, oh, God, to your people, God. Thank you, and I praise you, God, that you're protecting us and you're covering us, God. Thank you for your great love, God, for us, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for having mercy. You said you would spare the city of one righteous, God. There's more than one righteous in our city, God. You said you would spare the city, God. You will spare our cities because they're the righteous are crying out to you, that we're crying out to you, God. We're looking to you, God. You're going to spare, oh, God. I believe you're going to spare the cities, God. Because we're crying out, oh God, to you, God. We're looking to you. You're our hope. You're our source, God.
Hallelujah.
You are our everything,
hallelujah,
oh God.
Yeah,
I thank you and I praise you that this thing is going to be ceased suddenly, God. I thank you.
Yeah.
Just as quick as it came in, God, it's going back out, God, to the pits of hell from whence it came, oh God. I thank you and I praise you for your peace, for your joy, God,
in
this tribulation,
God.
We thank you that we have hope in you, God. We have peace in you, God. We have your love, oh God. I thank you and I praise you for your word. I thank you that we can worship you, God. I thank you that we can praise you, we can glorify you, we can give you all the glory, God. We don't have to be in a building, but we can come together and praise you and thank you and glorify
thank
you, God, because we are the church,
yeah.
God. The building is just a vehicle.
Yeah.
We are the building,
that's
God.
Right.
Yes.
I thank you and I praise you for your word that went forth today, God. And Lord, we seal all these prayers in the blood of Jesus, God, and we cancel the enemy's plan. And we seal these prayers in your blood today, God, and we decree and declare, God, that we shall see a shift and a change in this.
Thank you,
Jesus. Even within our cities, oh God, we thank you that a shift has taken place in our cities, in our countries, God. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We decree it is so, God, because of the authority. Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, in
Hallelujah.
The mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I put my hands out, outstretched to you right now, Father God, that you would touch these ministers. That, Father God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper as they stand in the gap, as they have called out the name of Jesus for the world. So, Father God, you need to protect them right now. You need to build those walls and that huge hedge of protection and a standard that, Father God, their words would not only not come back void, but, Father God, they will prosper.
Yes.
They will be blessed.
Yes,
their families and their neighbors and their friends, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you protect them because we know the enemy is busy and will use anyone and anything to get to them. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we seal them. In the arms of Jesus, Father God.
Jesus.
We lock them that they would be bound in nothing but heaven right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, your hand would be strong and mighty, that you would condemn and destroy anything that even attempts to come near them now. Father God, we ask right now the same hedge of protection around me and my family, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, everyone this day and henceforth who is praying for the world that they too shall be protected. The enemy is not with us and shall not come down. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare right
God.
Now that all of this stockpiling would be condemned, Father God, and they would be guilty to give away, Father God, and to share and to love their neighbors as themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we declare right now that those in need right now shall have someone who represents you with the heart of Jesus to fill their need and they not be in want. Because in a time of trouble, Father God, the only one we can look to is you. And you are the provider. You, the one who owns a cattle of thousands on a hilltop. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you own it all. We may have worked, but you paid us. We may have goods, but you gave us. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, it was given to us, and given to be given also, to share with those in need.
Thank you,
and Father
Jesus.
God, we ask for those who do not have a heart of giving and loving and sharing, that they right now, we don't ask any punishment on their behalf, Father.
Jesus.
They are our brothers
Jesus.
And sisters. So, Father God, we ask right now that you speak to their hard hearts, Father God, in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Thank
that you soften
Jesus.
This hard heart, Father God, and you give them a spirit that would just know that they are compelled to give, Father God. They have a desire
God.
To want to give, Father God.
Yeah.
And that they would have a mind to share in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we know that you apply the guilt. So, Father God, we don't ask for condemnation. We ask that you touch their hearts and that they hear from heaven too.
Jesus.
And Father God, in the name
Jesus.
Of
Jesus. Jesus.
We stand here again, Father. I don't feel so humble, Father God, because we are one this day.
Yes.
We are yours, Father God. Collectively, we have come. And not just to ask and pray, but
Jesus.
Father, we have come to just speak with you.
Jesus.
Because you are our friend.
Yes.
Said that
Yes, God.
He came to the garden alone.
God.
But,
yes,
Father,
thank
you were there.
Yes,
and you walked with us. And you talked with us. And you told us we were your very own.
Yes,
so, Father, you who commanded the world to love the neighbors as yourself, we are in your household, Father God.
Yes,
and
God.
So you would look out for us and look after us. You
yes,
have told
God.
Us to declare
Thank
that
you,
as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes,
we are in your house, Father God.
Yes,
and
God.
And we still serve you. And so we
Thank
ask
you,
that you give and you protect and you
yes,
continue
God.
To cleanse each and
Jesus,
every one of your children. And even
yes,
those
God.
Who said you would search for that one lost lamb. And leave the 99 because we're prayed up, Father God, and we are already with
you.
But we seek the lost.
Thank you, Jesus.
We seek those who feel that they may not be entitled or deserving, that, Father God, the gospel of salvation itself is free and giving to all.
Yes, God.
And that they just have to call your name, even if they don't know the words to say. Speak, Father God, as simple as ABC, admit, believe, and confess.
Thank
that
yes,
you would
God.
Search their hearts
yes.
this day, Father God,
Thank
and
you,
bring
Jesus.
Home
Thank you, Jesus.
Those who are outside of your
Yes, God. Yes, God.
And
yes,
allow
God.
Them to know that you are their shield, you are their refuge, you are their strength, you are their friend.
Yes,
Jesus.
God.
And we call
Jesus.
You now. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
That we nail it
yes.
to the cross.
Yes.
Because
yes.
the cross is empty.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's room for many more.
Yes, God.
Yes, Jesus.
We ask it
Jesus.
Now in Jesus'
Thank
name.
You, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes,
We're just
going to
take a quick worship break, and we'll be right back. God bless.
My soul, Savior, Savior, Savior. My soul, Savior, Savior, to your will.
Come on, do you know it? Just sing it with me.
My soul.
Can I take it again?
where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide and be my light. Hey! Be my way, be my will. Let me take it again. So be my light and be my guide. Be my way, be my will. Oh, my Lord, come later. My soul, Savior, Savior.
My soul, say yes.
something to me. Tell me something. My soul is ready. My body is ready. My soul is ready. If you promise to abide with me, Lord, then I will serve you for the rest of my life. If you promise to stay with me through all the darkness in life, just give me a word that you stand by me. You're the helper for the helpless. You're the shelter for the homeless.
Amen. It is His will, not ours. But He said we have but to ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And it shall be done.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, Minister Paul Dean had to leave because he had to head off to the church, but he wanted to say thank you. He was very honored to be amongst all of us, and we certainly know that he'll continue to be praying. He's a prayerful man, and so he will still be standing in the gap. Praise God. Does any of you have any final closing words before we wrap up our prayer night?
You know, I'd just like to say, you know, to everyone, especially the believer, to rest in the Lord, to rest in the Lord. It's not a big revelation. It's something very simple, but at times when we are distracted and there's times of adversity and crisis, the simple things can become clouded. And I just want to say, you know, to rest in the Lord. And again, when our hearts, as David said, when our hearts, our soul, and our minds are overwhelmed, Lord, lead us to the rock that's higher than ourselves. And so rest in Him. God has everything in control. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And just like the gentleman just said, rest in, we got to rest in the finished works of Jesus Christ. He finished it. This was no surprise to Him, so He knew this was coming. He made provision. So we just rest in the peace of God that will keep our hearts and minds and just know that he's with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us, and he's right here with us wherever we are. He's right there with us. Just know that we have hope. We're not a people without hope, so we can hope in him and keep our eyes upon him. Just keep looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help is coming from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
And, you know, I think it's important that, you know, there's a lot of people who think that, well, I'm not a minister, I'm not a pastor, you know, I don't do anything major in the church, I don't even attend to church. There's always one ministry that I love to share with everybody so they're aware, and it's called an encourager.
And you'd
be surprised that some of the greatest and most powerful encouragers I know aren't even in the church. Some of them don't even go to church. And so right now, the world needs to hear encouragement. The world needs positivity. They need to be lifted up. And so to each and every one of you out there who says, well, what can I do? We don't want anyone to be going out and about when they're supposed to be social distancing or if they need to protect themselves. What we're asking is that you just continue to remain encouraged and to share that encouragement and know that the world needs to hear from you. That one thing that you know you could do to put a smile or to comfort somebody is probably the one thing they need the greatest right now. Because you know what they say, a kind word turns away wrath and anger. And so when you have encouragers in your world and in your life, they have a tendency to just give you more strength and more power, and they give you the confidence to overcome. And sometimes it could be just a simple encouraging word of, it's okay, we're going to get through this. Or as I've been seeing more so lately, this too soon shall pass. And so we want to make sure that people realize that they too have the power to do good. You can do it in the name of Jesus, or if you're not a person of faith, you could still encourage. But there's no encouragement like there is with the love of Jesus. And so for this, we say, go forth. All three of us, look at this, all three of us anointed by the Lord God to stand in the gap that we do have hereby given you power and dubbed you and declared you an encourager in Jesus' name. So go forth and use your gift and lift up the world, lift up your neighbor, lift up your friend, lift up your family. And remember, even when an encourager needs to encourage themselves, sometimes they can't. Pick up your phone and reach out to someone else you know who's really good at what you do too. And they will give it back. Amen?
Amen.
I want to give a shout out to Pastor Eric Tucker, another minister friend of mine in the AME church and in Michigan too. He wanted to come on, and I let him know that we'd already done all our prayer. So I know he will pray, and he's sending words of love and encouragement and faith also. So know that there are many more who aren't here on this line who are praying.
Amen.
I want to give a special thank you to Minister Wander, Pastor Gregory, and Minister Paul Dean. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you guys. You all know that. I've never, ever hesitated to let you know. So if you ever had to question it, I feel bad because you shouldn't.
Right, amen.
And I've always, apparently, Minister, when Minister Wanda and I get at it, I'll tell her I love you. She'll tell me she loves me more, and I'll say, that's not possible. And then she'll give me an infinite number of some form or something, and just she always has to outdo love in me. So praise God. Amen. And
that's
so
okay.
You know what? I have figured out a way to top that, Minister Wanda. Are you ready for it?
Okay. I'm ready for it.
I love you like Jesus loves you.
All right. I love you, infinity.
Pastor Gregory, I don't know what I'm going to do with this woman. I tell you, just something
well,
else.
Well, I guess she told you.
But they say you can't be God-given. Amen. No matter how hard you try, God says, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So I pray that God will bless you. I thank you again for being obedient. And not to
Amen.
Me, because I don't know any one of you, but being obedient to your call, to the call of the Lord, and this call to prayer and a call to ministry. And
yes.
In every one of you,
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Be prayerful, be strong and encouraged, and remember
Amen.
Jesus. And so do I. God be
Amen.
With you.
Amen.
Amen. Same to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Till
God bless
we meet
both.
Again.
God bless
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Till we meet again. God bless each one of you.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
This is
Amen.
Signing out. God is
Amen.
Good. May your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your trouble show that you need God. And may your And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your
y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God